Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson from Supertalk 99.7, joined as always by Pete Benson and John Maxson. Guys, a question. If someone was threatening you or your family, would you sit back and take it, or would you do something and protect yourself? Well, today that will be the spirit of our show as we identify six retirement killers to avoid. And of course, we'll share with you how to defend yourself against those things.
Well, if John's being threatened, I'm going to run the other direction. But, you know, hopefully, if it's our family, we're going to definitely protect them. Well, according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute's 2022, this year, Retirement Confidence Survey, only 28%, can you believe that, of respondents said they were very confident they would have enough money for a comfortable retirement. And 58% said that preparing for retirement makes them feel stressed.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And if you think about those numbers, 58% are stressed thinking about retirement, and only 28% of people. That means 72% of people in America are not confident. I mean, now let's just put that in perspective. You know, I've only ever met one bum in my entire life. Guy walks into our office a few years ago, asked him what he did for a living. He said, I'm a bum. And I said, no, really, what do you do for a living? He said, no, I'm 55 years old. I inherited over $20 million from my dad, and I've never worked a day in my life. I said, well, you're a rich bum. Well, if that's not your story, if that's not your story, and it's not most people's story, you probably worked pretty hard, right? 30, 35, 40 years. And for the life of me, I do not understand. I really mean this. I've been doing this over 20 years. I don't understand why people would work as hard as folks work and then get to this stage and the vast majority of them live in stress and worry and wonder when it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, they could protect themselves. You can protect yourself, folks. It's by having a plan. It's addressing these things and not just being concerned about them, but taking action on them. So let's talk about these six killers through today's show, these retirement killers, and what is causing 72% of people going into retirement not feeling the confidence that they should have. Killer number one, pie in the sky investment return assumptions. And wow, do I ever run into that a lot. For example, if you're counting on a 9% return to make your plan work and the market doesn't cooperate, you're going to run into trouble because you've expected the market to bail you out, to do more than it's designed to do at this stage of life. And so your defense then is to be conservative when making assumptions about market performance. So what we do is we say, hey, we'd like to get 9%, but let's build this plan based on the fact that maybe we only get 4 or 5%.
A conservative estimate.
Absolutely. And then we overestimate your expenses, but we underestimate what your returns are going to be. And if it works, then chances are it's going to work in any scenario.
Well, and to get an average rate of return for the average persons out there of 9, 10% a year, you got to take a lot of risk. Can you get that? I mean, anything is possible, right? But as a retiree, the reason that you saved, I think, for most folks, at least that we've talked to now at this stage, which has been over two decades, they just want to enjoy life, and they're trying to de-risk. And so the amount of risk that you would need to take, especially in this economy and this market with inflation and everything else that we're dealing with right now to try to go after that rate of return, I'd be in that 72%. That'd keep me up at night.
Yeah.
And so, you know, another thing, Pete, is just handling it like basic things like the 4% rule, thinking that you can just pick some arbitrary number. We're not saying don't have an income plan and just pull it out of your portfolio no matter what's happening or how much risk you're taking. So you really need to have a plan, a written plan that's based on, to your point, some conservative estimates and an overestimate of expenses, because if you can do it and make it work like that, you're going to live with a lot more confidence.
Yeah, and you've got to keep at least 18 months, maybe even 2 years worth of cash available that you can get through any and every situation. So you're not forced to sell investment positions to pay for income when the market is down. And so that's another thing that many people, it's just you're so scared to have any money on the sidelines, but it's in a year like this that the clients that listened to us and did that are really going to be okay, because they've got the money and they don't have to be selling when the market's going down. And that, so killer number one, pie in the sky investment return assumptions. Is that you? And if so, when do you want to do something about that? And then killer number two, John, failing to have a written income plan.
Yeah, I mean, a very detailed written income plan. Your defense here is that you simply need a plan. I mean, ask yourself this question. Could you walk into Beacon's office or your current financial advisor's office with a written income plan? Do you have one? Mm-hmm. And if not, you should, especially if you're retired. And that should include things like Social Security and what you're doing there, pensions, if you're fortunate enough to have one. But then, Pete, filling your income gaps with some guarantees. And an income gap is something a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah, and folks, I bet when you go down to 30A, because everybody goes down to 30A to go on vacation to the beach, let's say you're going to be there for a week, you've got that all planned out. You've already got, you better have gotten your place secured down there months in advance. You know the day you're going to arrive. You probably know what time of day. John does this, gets up 3 o'clock in the morning, hauls his kids out, throws them in the back seat, and heads down to the beach. Because I got to be there at a certain time. I got to pick up the groceries. I got to do this, 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 and this, and then check in is such and such. And then we're going to do this on this day. And on Tuesday, you know, we're not going to have a beach day. We're going to go do such and such outside the beach, give everybody a day away from the sand. So your whole week is mapped out. You've got a plan for that, even though you're on vacation. And yet retirement can be a 20 to 25 year period, and you don't have a plan for that. That's a real problem. It needs to be a written plan, knowing exactly how much income you need, where that's going to come from, what's going to happen in a bad year like this, where's the growth money going to come from, what if inflation hits, what about long-term care, what about your estate plan. John, that's why we do comprehensive planning
here. Boy, I'll tell you what, and especially, you know, Pete, you just mentioned something. There, you would have to be absolutely sleeping under a rock to not be seeing the effects of inflation. So when you're talking about inflation, making sure that your income plan adjusts for a real rate of inflation, that's never been more crucial than right now. If you believe that inflation on your income is going to be back down to 2% by the end of the year or the first quarter of next year, I haven't had hair for 20 years. I'd say that there is a much more significant chance of my hair growing back than inflation. So inflation is real, and you better have a plan for that.
And so many people wait to the last minute.
Until it's too late.
Yes, absolutely too late.
You can't plan too early,
all right,
Ryan.
Now, if you don't have a retirement income plan or if you're foggy on the details, that's what we're here for. We want to give you a retirement income analysis. In your retirement income analysis, you'll see your future retirement laid out in front of you based on your current portfolio as well as your personal dreams and goals. We'll show you what number you should be aiming for, what a solid income plan looks like for you, individualized. Then if there are opportunities for saving on taxes and fees, we'll try to show you what those are. And if you have the right balance of growth money versus protected income.
Yeah, and folks, we do 90% of the heavy lifting. But we do need to get some basic information from you about your current financial situation, what your goals are, and all of that. And the best part is we offer all of this to our listeners at absolutely no cost and certainly no obligation.
Which is a great deal for you. And even if you already have a financial advisor, Beacon is ready to give you a second opinion. There's the only person that's going to benefit from a second opinion is you. We'll give you a second opinion on your income plan. So to schedule your free retirement income analysis, give us a call, 615-488-9303. The last thing we want for you and your family is to run out of money in retirement. Give us a call, 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but the next retirement killer on the list is one that might make you do a little soul searching and think about what you truly value. And later in the show, we'll explain how your kids might be putting your retirement at risk It's probably not what you think. Stay with us.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson, along with Pete Benson and John Maxson. On today's show, we're talking about taking the risk out of your retirement. If retirement is a priority for you, the political environment, inflated stock prices, and the potential of higher taxes probably has you concerned. So, guys, what are some practical things people can control in these crazy times we're in?
Well, again, we talked about the fact that, you know, make sure that the assumptions you base your plan on are realistic. And number two, make sure that you have a written plan going into a period of life that you want to enjoy with confidence. You don't want to be winging it on the seat of your pants. And then killer number three is being so miserly that you can't enjoy retirement. And part of this miserliness, if I can use that word, is based on the fact that you don't have a plan. And because of it, you're not sure how much you can realistically use in your money, in your portfolio that you've saved up, without running out of money. And so you're always on pins and needles about that.
Yeah. And again, I've said this many times, I don't know why you'd work 30, 40 years of your life. And the reason that you delay gratification in your working years, well, one is you got kids like me and they take half of your money.
Yes,
all
they
the time.
Do, right.
But you save to be able to enjoy it, right? And so to live at this wonderful stage of life in fear is just so bizarre to me. And then if you're compromising that, and let's say 20 years into retirement, you turn 85 years old or whatever it is. And Pete, we've seen this many times. Mm. And you look in the mirror and time has ticked away and you've missed this just really amazing chapter of your life. And so really one of the strategies here is to find a happy kind of middle ground.
Yeah.
Because life can certainly pass you by. And living in fear, I mean, that's no way to live. We don't want people to do business with us out of fear. We certainly don't want folks to be living in retirement in fear. That's just not a way you want to do it.
No, and folks, we've talked to you about this before. Brian, you like this. You probably heard us say this before too, but there's three stages of your retirement life. The go-go years, the slow-go years, and the no-go years. You don't want the go-go years where you're healthy and you've got, you know, energy to pass by because you were so miserly and you were so unprepared in how much you can actually spend that you didn't dare spend, you know, hardly even a nickel or a dollar. And the next thing you end up being in bad health, but having all this money and you miss the go-go years, you miss the slow-go years, you're in the no-go because of your health, but now you've got all that money and shoot, now you got to leave it to your kids or something. So, again, having a plan will help you from doing this, but also having an advisor. I mean, I don't know how many times over the years that, beautiful families that we work with have looked me in the eye and say, Pete, I'd like to be able to spend this on this trip for me and my grandkids. I'd like to be able to do this, but am I going to be okay doing it? And the fact that someone else is willing, and I am, to give them permission to do so, they're like, okay, well, we've trusted you all these years and you haven't steered us wrong yet. So if you say that we can, we feel better about that. Just getting a second opinion and hearing you say, because you do this for folks all the time. And so another good reason why having an advisor there to let you know. And Brian, there's also been people, and John, I know you've done this yourself too, that sometimes we have to slap their hand and say, get your hand out of the cookie jar. You're spending money far too fast. You're not even going to have a slow-go in a no-go years.
No.
You're going to run out of money too quick. And so that doesn't happen, believe it or not, as much as it does where people were too scared to spend money. But again, having a good plan and having an advisor to guide you will help you to know when it's okay to spend and how much and when you need to, kind of keep an eye on things. And then, John, killer number four, taking too much risk with your investments. It seems like we talk about this in every single show, and it's because of what we run into when the great people who are listening to our show today call in and meet with us, the very thing that they were kind of unsure and scared about was reality. They were taking too much risk.
And in many cases, not even aware of it. Mm-hmm. And so you want to meet with an experienced financial advisor to find out what's the appropriate portfolio mix for you. And I'll tell you that this is so crucial to do this right now. Here we are this year, all kinds of market volatility. The market's come off its lows. And, you know, I've been asked, and Pete, I'm sure you have too. And, you know, how do I know if I have too much risk? Well, a really good way of telling that is at the very low in the market, the S&P was down 25, tech and growth, NASDAQ was down about 35. You know, how much angst did you have in your gut in June of 2022 at the market lows? Because if you had a lot of angst and you were really concerned, you probably have too much risk. And so there is so much that is still to come in this economy. And, you know, the market is going to be fine over time. The economy is not going to crash and burn. The market goes through cycles. You know, my opinion is we're in a recession. That might not be popular politically, but as long as I've lived at 51 years old, the definition of a recession has been two negative quarters of GDP. Well, we've had that. So, I mean, I guess they can move the goalpost if they want to, but the bottom line is it a mild or is it going to be a deep recession? I mean, no one knows that, but eventually, if it's mild or not mild, we'll come out of it. But if you're concerned about things that are coming up, and there's certainly things you need to be aware of, then now is the time to look at that. And there's just a lot of data. Pete, I wish I had more time to go into it. You know, I heard this saying the other day that I actually agree with, that the 2008, and I'm certainly not comparing this to 2008, recession started on Wall Street and ended on Main Street. This one's is starting on Main Street and is going to end up in Wall Street. I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
We'll see. And again, don't do anything out of fear, but please, if you don't understand your risk, there's just never been a better or more important time to do it. 615-488-9303. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
And folks, we've been trained at a certain age, and I'm in that age. Brian, you might be somewhere near
mine. Getting close, yeah.
In that age where, hey, when something doesn't feel just right physically, you don't need to be shy. You need to pick up your phone and call the doctor and get him to tell you, am I at risk here? Is this something to be concerned about? Do an x-ray, do an analysis, do a report. And it's the same financially. When it comes to your money, folks, if you have an uncomfortableness, that's the perfect time to get an analysis. It really doesn't hurt. It's not as bad as going to the doctor. We'll do a financial x-ray that will tell you exactly how much risk you have in your investments, and we thoroughly encourage you to take the time to do that.
Well, at Beacon, they offer a free risk analysis that includes how much risk are you taking on, how that risk could affect your future. They give you a tax and fee analysis included for free, and here's how it works. A Beacon advisor will meet with you to gather some basic information, and they'll make sure that you're not putting your future in jeopardy due to risk. If they see any gaps or investments that are too aggressive for where you are in your plan, they'll suggest some specific adjustments.
Yeah. So we do the heavy lifting, and then we're going to share our findings and recommendations with you. So to schedule your free risk analysis, give us a call, 615-488-9303. That number one more time, 615-488-9303. You can also request a meeting at beaconcm.com.
It's time for a quick break, but coming up next, we'll explain about your kids might be putting your retirement at risk. It's probably not what you think. And later in the show, we'll share our final retirement killer and your best defense against it. This one could happen to anyone, so don't miss it.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson here with Pete Vincent and John Maxson. The financial and investing world can be so puzzling with so many acronyms and terms that just make it hard to understand. So much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. We're here to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence you need to feel comfortable about where you are heading. Case in point, on today's show, we're sharing 6 retirement killers to avoid.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to just stand in here right now and just say, Brian, thanks for being on our show.
Well, thank you.
John, I just sit here and I listen to Brian on the radio and I'm like, man, I'd like to be good on the radio like that. This guy is so great. I hope you're listening to him on The Drive each afternoon, weekday, Monday through Friday, right here on Super Talk 99.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah.
And we appreciate your friendship and your, abilities and also just willingness to come on and kind of help us out here. And I know you, the listeners, enjoy hearing Brian. Just this is kind of like, you know, an extra dessert, you know, in their week that they don't just get to listen to you Monday through Friday, but some on the weekends as well. So thank you for your input. Thank you for all that you mean to Middle Tennessee and everything you do.
Well,
thank you.
Pete, I'll just play the other side of that. I'm a little bitter. I told Brian last week, my wife and I were driving around and listening to the radio show, or she was driving around and she came home. She goes, you know, that Brian guy on your show, man, he has got a great radio voice. She goes, how come you don't sound like that? So I'm not sure that's worked out so well for me. But
if he could just be the voice for the whole show. But anyway, we're here. So we're talking about these killers. 6 retirement killers. Some of you are uncomfortable with that word, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of retirements out there that are getting crushed. They're getting killed because people, families in Middle Tennessee who should know better have not been following the rules that they should to really have a great retirement. And it's not that difficult if you follow the rules, but these killers are trying to shoot down your ability to have a great retirement. Things like pie-in-the-sky investment returns and failing to have a written income plan and not knowing what your risk is and so on. And then killer number 5, John, we do run into this because we have such charitable and wonderful clients who love their families, most cases, giving away too much money too soon.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, this is tough. I mean, I'm a parent. I've got 3 boys. Now, I'm 51 years old. I am way too old to have an 11-year-old, but I do. And then I've got 2 teenagers that are eating us out of house and home. So, look, I get the love of a parent. Mm-hmm. When you look at your kids and you want them to have opportunities and life and everything else. But we do see this at times where parents have kids, and in many cases, Pete, where you're working with a retiree, they're grown kids who are still depending on them. And there's a difference between one of your kids having a crisis. There is not a parent alive that, certainly not in my friend circle, that wouldn't help their kids if they had a crisis. But we're not talking about crisis. We're talking about things like buying them a boat or helping them finance something they can't finance on their own. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are ways to make sure that you're able to leave financial legacy. And I would say that hopefully the legacy you're leaving to your family and your kids is much more than financial without really impacting your retirement. There's a balance there. And, you know, I'll give just a quick moment of parental advice and what I tell my kids. You know, my wife and I are saving for retirement. We're still probably 15 years away or whatever. And my oldest son asked me one day if we were rich. And I looked at my wife in confusion. She said, well, at school today, they learned about kids in Africa. And I explained to him how fortunate we are, even as divided as this country is, to live in the United States of America. But I also told my son, I said, Nathan, how much money do you have in your wallet? And he said, $3. And I said, well, Nathan, by every standard that I know, you're poor. And so we're trying to teach our kids they're going to have to make their own money. And this is a huge mistake if you're not careful.
Yeah, it really is. And I know right now going on in my mind are certain instances throughout my years doing this where, to their own demise. I know of clients that gave so liberally to their children that it just did not turn out well for them or their child. And not to get into, you know, all the psychological parts of parenting and all that, because I'm not a super parent either. But if you've enabled your children during their teenage years and their college years, if they went there, or their early 20s years or whatever, young adults, and you've enabled them to the degree where it was unhealthy, and you continue on as they grow into hopefully mature adults, but they've grown accustomed to the fact that you are the Benson Bank or the Maxson Bank or the Wilson Bank. Hey, there is a Wilson Bank.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
And so, and that they don't have to make great decisions, because if they don't make a good decision, you're going to come to their rescue. That's a problem. And, you know, you can love so much that you make unhealthy decisions for them. And I've heard the phrase, and I like it, give while you live. And I do think that when there is opportunity and when it's well thought out and there's extra, when you can give and watch them enjoy it now instead of waiting. You know, there was a poem years ago, I'd rather have one rose now than a truckload when I'm dead. You know?
Yeah.
And we like to be able to give to our children and watch them unwrap it, watch them enjoy it, and so on. So there's a place for that. Mm. And here at Beacon, you know, we're charitable, and we encourage our families to be charitable, whether it's church or otherwise. What we're talking about here is something that can easily derail what was a very good situation, and that's the fact that you're trying to bail out your children and help them make decisions that they should be making apart from them.
I mean, I think one of the greatest gifts my dad ever gave me was, number one, learning how to work hard for a living, but secondly, when I did come to him and say, hey, I need a little help, or can you help me? The answer was no. Mm-hmm. And the answer, I mean, it was a hard answer for him to give, but mm-hmm. it's an answer that made me stop back and say, no, this is my responsibility, and I yes. need to figure this out. And ultimately, I did. So sometimes saying no is one of the best things you can do for your kids.
Well, and eventually, not to be morbid, you're not going to be around for them anyway.
Exactly.
You're going to have to stand on 2 feet. And you might be wondering, why would you take an entire radio segment to actually talk with us? Why? Because we see it every day. But one of the things I would add here that I think is really important, and again, back to the fact that, you know, as a parent, I get the desire to want to leave legacy to your kids. You know, as a person of faith, I actually believe that's biblical. But mm-hmm. The bottom line is, the thing that I want people to understand is, and it gets back to planning, if you're doing effective estate planning, when I say estate planning, I'm not talking about you having $10, $20, $30 million, okay? That certainly needs estate planning. But if you're just like a typical American, like my folks and the family I grew up in, there are estate planning methodologies that you can mm-hmm. utilize to not compromise your retirement and still leave legacy, financial legacy, to your kids and grandkids. So it's so much like anything else, P, that we talk about. You've got to be willing to understand what the options are and to have a plan.
Well, if you want to help your kids get on the right path for their financial journey, Pete and John actually wrote a book called Money Enough for Life. It's a financial roadmap for all ages. And in this book, Pete and John give turn-by-turn directions to financial success that will last a lifetime. In Money Enough for Life, you'll learn how to make better choices with money, like following a budget and getting out of debt, how to invest in yourself and your future, how to spot the looming threats to your financial security, your four choices regarding risk, how to handle the long-term care dilemma, and a lot more.
Yeah, we'd love to get you this free ebook. You can go to askbeaconnow.com. Let me say it again. That's askbeaconnow.com. And if you'd like to have a physical copy, and John and I will even sign it. That's really valuable.
Yeah.
Come visit our Franklin office or schedule a meeting by calling 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303. We'd love to put one in your hands free of charge. 615-488-9303.
All right, it's time for a quick break, but to keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, we'll share our final retirement killer and your best defense against it. This could happen to anybody, so do not miss what's coming next.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Brian Wilson. I'm here with Pete Benson and John Maxson of Beacon Capital Management. We're talking about the six retirement killers. So far, we've covered five of them. Number one, pie in the sky assumptions on returns. Number two, failing to have a written income plan. Number three, being too miserly to enjoy your retirement. Number four, taking too much risk. And number five, giving away too much to the kids. The sixth and final killer to avoid is the other end of the extreme, right, guys?
Yeah. So number six, blindly believing when your financial advisor says you will be okay. Now, if you trust your advisor, you certainly want to believe what they say. But the key word there is blindly believing. Can they show it to you? And one of the things that we use is a program called Retirement Analyzer. And folks, we put all of your information into this software, exactly how much we assume that your portfolio might make over your retirement, how much you are going to withdraw, factored in for inflation, all kinds of other things. And then it shows you right up to age 100 that it doesn't run out of money. That isn't blindly. That's somebody showing you a written report of why they're confident that it's going to be that way. And John, very, very, very few, maybe no clients or prospects ever come in here and have one of those.
Yeah, so I'll give you a couple of examples. That was probably about 6 months ago, I'd say, give or take a little. I sat down with someone and we were talking about having this plan and having a written plan, and they actually had one. It was in a nice binder, and we took a look at it. And what I found is we looked through that is the assumptions the advisor that they were working with made were, in my opinion, very unrealistic. Okay. 9-10% return. Okay. Not that you can't make that some years, but if you're retired and you want to go more conservative. So to me, yeah, that was a plan, and there's different software models out there, but the expectation was unrealistic, especially in the market that we're in right now. And so the second example I have is someone that came in and said, well, I'm retiring and I've got Social Security and I'm going to take $80,000 out a year of my investments to produce the income that I need for my standard of living. And I said, great, show me your written plan that says that you can do that and you don't run into an issue when you're 80 or 82 or however long you may live. And they said, well, we don't really have that. And I said, well, what are you basing that decision on? And they said, well, our advisor just told us that we could. And I said, and again, not to degrade their advisor, I'm sure their advisor was well intentioned. You know, Pete, one of the things we don't do is degrade other advisors and firms on here. Where Beacon's a fit, we want to be a fit for people. They align with our philosophies. But you shouldn't walk into anyone's office and then just give you an opinion on the rest of your life money. Mm-hmm. So having this plan that you're talking about where it's really methodically, you know, tracked, and that it uses assumptions that in our view are realistic or conservative, and then you can kind of project out there. Now, can surprises come up? Of course, and they probably will. But that's going to give you a lot more confidence than either not having a plan or one that's unrealistic.
Yeah, and one of the things I like to kind of put it this way, the first 30 years that you're working, for most people, it's not an exact science, first 30 years of your life, your investments, it's all about growth. You don't need a retirement income plan then. It's like that's way down the road. You're still in the heart of your working years. You just need your money to grow. Then it goes from just growth to growth and income. So now you're starting to get maybe 10 years from retirement. You need to be thinking more of it's not just long-term growth, but you got to start building income for the future, not just now. Then when you get retired, it's income first and then growth. What's more important is your income. Tony Robbins wrote a great book on money where he interviewed some of the top 30 to 40 financial experts in America. And he said, in retirement, income is the outcome. It's not growth. It's income. That is the outcome. And so what we would ask you is, are you sure that the person that you're working with, if you're in retirement or near retirement, is just a growth kind of expert or specialist, or are they really a retirement and income specialist? Because if you don't have a written income plan and you're not talking a lot about exactly how your income is going to be built and where it's going to come from and that it's going to be reliable and dependable and being shown this is how it's going to work the first 10 years you're retired and then the second 10 and then onward and so on. If you're not being shown that, you've got to scratch your head and say, am I really working with someone who is accustomed to working with people at my stage of life?
I'm reminded of the old saying that Reagan came up with: you should trust but verify.
Yeah, I love that.
I mean, don't just take their word for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we would tell you that if you're in that situation, even as you're hearing these words, where you're kind of scratching your head, you should get a second opinion at least something to compare it to say, okay, because, you know, many of us, we don't know what we don't know, and we think everything's great until we hear from somebody else, and then all of a sudden our eyes are opened.
Yeah. So, you know, Pete, you know, probably the best example I have personally of getting a second opinion is our journey, Marianne and I, and having kids. And a lot of people don't know, I joke about being 51 years old and having an 11-year-old, but that was a 13-year journey. And through two lost private adoptions and miscarriages and years of disappointment and more doctors than I could ever possibly tell you about, my wife came home one day and had heard about this new guy that he wasn't new to fertility, but she just, for whatever reason, just we had pretty much given up. We just weren't going to be parents. And so I very reluctantly, predominantly because my wife wanted to go get this second opinion, went to this physician's office and walked away with more hope and confidence than I had had in 13 years. Well, at that point, at 11 years, because he didn't talk over our head. He actually took the time to get to know us and to map out a plan. And so it made it believable. And he asked me to trust him for 30 days to run tests and to actually map everything out. And the result of that, through all the heartache and everything that went along with that, was about a year and a half later, we were holding our oldest son through all that tragedy and everything else. And then he was joined by two other kids.
Wow.
So when you talk about the value of a second opinion, when I look at my kids today, I ask myself at times, what if I would not have gotten that extra opinion?
Second opinion, yeah.
And so second opinions can be life-changing.
Well, as we wind down our show, Pete and John would like to offer you a financial plan checkup at no cost. This is the best analysis that we can run your current portfolio through. When you get your financial plan checkup, you'll see what number you should be aiming for, if there are any gaps that need to be addressed, how much risk that you're taking on, if there are opportunities to save on taxes in retirement, and much more. They would love to answer your questions, and a simple phone call could save you tens of thousands of dollars. So give us a call for free at 615-488-9303. Don't wait any longer. Again, that number is 615-488-9303. And the last thing we want for you is to run out of money in retirement. You don't want to have that happen. Running this simple check will give you peace of mind.
Well, folks, our time is up for this week. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did sharing our thoughts and ideas with you. Thanks for joining us. Feel free to call us anytime. Our number is 615-488-9303. If you'd like to learn more about some of the things we've talked about or how we can help you, you can also visit us online at beaconcm.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of great helpful information there, beaconcm.com. Until next week, I'm Pete Benson here with John Maxson and special guest Brian Wilson. Thank you, Brian. And from Beacon Capital Management, thanks for listening. We hope you have a great weekend. We're here at Beacon Retirement Strategies Monday through Friday. We'd love to hear from you. And remember this, peace of mind in retirement, it requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.